We're a band called Fear.
And so
we're here to tell you what's going to happen next year. There's going to be a great increase in the per capita consumption of beer.
Also, everyone at this time next year is going to be 1 year wiser. Well, most of us, anyway.
There'll be no difference between the races.
We'll be all 1 year older and 1 year closer to dying. More children will be born. More population will be messing up your traffic. More buildings will be built. More smog. And most of all, 1 year closer to being dead for all of us. But death is life, so...
Humor like you hear on this show will go more unbounded in the year to come.
Once again, beating on your undeserving eardrums,
it's Radio Like You Want!
With your hosts, Mike Routier
and Blag the Ripper.
Ho, 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 motherfucker. Blag the Ripper returns with my main man, Mike the Rooster Routier.
I thought you were going to throw some sort of reindeer bullshit.
Listen,
in
man,
there.
It's the morning show. Look.
It's the Christmas show, Blake.
That's right. It's
pull
a Christmas
your head
morning
out of your
show.
Ass.
It's Christmas morning, man.
Oh,
we got to make Radio Like You Want really appealing to that demographic.
To that Christmas morning drive time.
That Christmas morning drive time show, man.
It's the show you've always wanted to do, Blake. The Christmas morning drive time extravaganza.
If I could work one day out of the year, I would be ecstatic.
Yeah.
Well, of course, most people aren't even working one day out of the year anymore.
Yeah, so get off your high fucking horse.
That's right, guy. You know, in the morning, you got to be real.
You got to be real silent, like you were all through the night.
Is that right?
So very silent.
Nice segue, Mike. Brilliant.
Hi, this is Jim Heath, the Reverend Horton Heat. Now buy me two beers for that.
Out of all the reindeers, you know you're the mastermind. Run, run, Rudolph, when I'll be too far behind. Run, run, Rudolph, Santa's gotta make it to town. Santa, make him hurry. A merry-go-round. Said Santa to a boy child, what have you been longing for? All I want for Christmas is a rock and roll electric guitar. And then away went Rudolph, whizzing like a shooting star.
said Santa to a girl child, what would wish you most to get? A little baby doll that can cry, sleep and dream wet. And then away went a Rudolph, whizzing like a saber jet. Run, run, Rudolph, Santa's gotta make it to town. Santa, make him hurry, tell him he can take the freeway down. Run, run, Rudolph, I'm dreaming like a merry-go-round.
Hi, this is Jan Berry.
And this is Dean Torrance
of Jan and Dean.
We'd like to take this time to wish you the merriest of Christmases.
You got it for Rudolph Bad, don't you?
I'm telling you what. An obvious Beatles bite from the Ventures. The kings of biting. They are the bite. They've got bite marks on the penis
they're
of rock and roll.
They're more of a chomp than a bite. I mean,
that's
their whole
right.
career is just a big, massive chomp of rock and roll.
And, of course, the Hawaii Five-O theme. You got to love the Ventures, man. One of the greatest bands of all time.
Reverend Horton Heat before that. Run, Rudolph, run. Blag, you going to be seeing the Rev anytime soon?
Spending New Year's Eve with Reverend Horton Heat and Zeke in Seattle. I can't wait. But, wait a minute.
What the? Not on Christmas.
I'm afraid so, Mike.
Oh,
it came from the garage.
A very special Christmas. It came from the garage. Don't Believe in Christmas by the biggest garage band of all time.
The Sonics, ladies
Holy
and gentlemen. We're going northwest this holiday, and I just couldn't be happier here on radio.
Like you.
What?
Said the good, so I did what I should. Hung my stocking on the wall, didn't get a thing at all.
Don't believe in Christmas. Don't believe in Christmas. Don't believe in Christmas. Cause I didn't get nothing last year.
Well, stayed up late at night to see Santa Claus. Right, sure enough, don't you know that boy didn't show.
Don't believe in Christmas. Don't believe in Christmas. Don't believe in Christmas. Cause I didn't get nothing last year.
Well, tried to get a little kiss from a pretty little miss. She slapped me down, said you jerk, the mistletoe doesn't work.
Don't believe in Christmas. Don't believe in Christmas. Don't believe in Christmas. Cause I didn't get nothing last year.
All right.
Don't believe in Christmas. Don't
I didn't get another last year. Whirl, decorate street light, people getting half tight. One hand will slap you back, the other one will take you down.
Don't believe in Christmas. Don't believe in Christmas. Don't believe in Christmas. Cause I didn't get another last year.
All right.
See ya.
This is a Christmas song, and this, you know, and everything, but people don't think that we're sentimental or anything, but
don't despair just because it's Christmas. Children there are so gay at Christmas. All the children on the street hope they get something. But for me, it's not so great. Fuck Christmas! 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 Fuck Christmas!
Fuck Christmas right there by Fear, the number one Christmas song of all time, according to Spin Magazine. Lee Ving on the line. What do you think about that, Lee? Isn't that quite the honor for you?
Not exactly right. It's weird. That's the number one worst Christmas song of
all time. Oh, my God. Number what? What? They got a lot of nerve over there, don't they?
Well, you know, good and bad and all that, they're interchangeable.
That's right. Good and bad are two sides of the same coin, and Fear was always a band that traversed the two. It was between total misogyny, homophobia, and retardation, and then some of the most brilliant songs of the punk era. Was that the combo, Lee? What was life like day to day?
Well, that's awfully nice of you to say, old chap. You know, it's like Michael McKean once said. He said, you know, it's a fine line between clever and stupid, isn't it?
That's right. It is a fine line. And you guys managed to skirt it.
It's a vast, incalculable expanse. It's a trackless waste of space.
Well, the one thing about Fear, though, that really stood out is you guys could actually play your instruments.
Well, we knew that would make us unique.
That sets you apart from the pack, right? Now, you guys got your start way back in the early dawnings there, the L.A. punk scene down at the Mask.
We played the Mask many times. And the, one of the major pluses of playing at Damascus was that it was usually 3 to 6 inches deep in beer.
So you could just lap it up right off the floor.
It just made for good acoustics. When you hit the floor, it made it go a little easier.
Now, Lee, in the old-fashioned L.A. punk scene, there had to be a lot more fucking and sucking than we're getting now in the modern punk scene. Wasn't there? Come on. What's the dirtiest story? What did the Go-Go's do to you?
They would show up at a barbecue every now and then, but, you know, they were off being busy. There was plenty of all of that going on, that's for sure.
Well, we talked to a lot of people here. We talked to X Scene. We talked to, a bunch of other people from the L.A. punk scene, and nobody has any good stories. Everyone's telling, oh, we're asexual. No, nothing was going on. Everyone had steady lovers.
Oh, bullshit. Everybody was trying to, everyone, well, not me. I was married, but, you know, people that were out there on doing it were attempting to be as prolific as humans always attempt to be.
So you kind of got it out through the music, huh?
I wouldn't say that, but it sounded okay when you said it, I guess.
I gotta ask you about Spit Styx. He's got a unique style among punk rock drummers. He's the only guy I can think of that doesn't just use a backbeat.
He's a great drummer, and his training is in cadences, like, drum and bugle corps style of drumming. So it lent itself very well, and he's a great drummer.
Wow, drum and bugle corps. So kids, if you're out there and you're thinking about being a drummer in a punk band, you got to join the drum and bugle corps. It's the only way to go, according to Lee Ving.
And there's free beer and pretzels too on 4th of July, so it's all kind of perks.
Government do something, that's what I'd like to know. Public hangings, they sell hot dogs and beer. Public hangings, there'll be music by fear. Public hangings, holy hope is public hangings. Somebody get a rope, mad dogs. You're looking in the street, mad dogs. Rather steal.
right, boys and girls, we are back with the Mighty Sex Pistols having a holiday in the sun for our holiday show. Before that, we heard Public Hangings by Fear, and we got to get out of this place. Fear's cover of the classic Animals track from the 1960s. Now, you might have noticed that my partner in crime, Mike, has disappeared for this little sequence. He's off planning a very special treat for everyone. But I'm taking over now. Fuck him. He's out. I got to crank in some more of this Fear interview. It is breathtaking, magnetic, brilliant, and all those other wonderful things. We got more songs coming up from Fear, from Range War, from Leaving Solo. Oh, it is just badass. It's radio like you want. You know how we do. It's the holiday season. If Mike were here, he would say, Blag, you are the greatest entertainer in history. And I'd have to say, hey, wait a minute. There's a fellow named Bill Monroe you might have heard of. And right about now, he's going to give you some Christmas cheer.
Christmas time's a-coming, Christmas time's a-coming, Christmas time's a-coming, and I know I'm going home.
Snowflakes are falling, old homes are calling, tall pines are humming, Christmas time's a-coming.
Can't you hear them bells ringing, ringing, joy, joy, oh, hear them singing, when it's snowing I'll be going back to my country home. Christmas time's a-coming, Christmas time's a-coming, Christmas time's a-coming, and I know I'm going
yearning for the folks at home when Christmas time's a-coming.
Can't you hear them bells ringing, ringing, joy, joy, hear them sing, when it's snowing I'll be going back to my country home. Christmas time's a-coming, Christmas time's a-coming, Christmas time's a-coming, and I know I'm going home.
Holly's in the window, homeward the wind blows, can't walk for running, Christmas time's a-coming.
Can't you hear them bells ringing, ringing, joy, joy, hear them singing, when it's snowing I'll be going back to my country home. Christmas time's a-coming, Christmas time's a-coming, Christmas time's a-coming, and I know I'm going home. Christmas time's a-coming, Christmas time's a-coming, Christmas time's a-coming, and I know I'm going home.
Well, now every once in a while a songwriter runs onto a subject that's good, something that you want to stick with. I found something to write songs about. It rhymed with fear, so I figured I'd stick with it. Yeah. This song is about beer. Kobe, 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 Kobe. Hey. Heaven's supposed to be a place where you can get most anything. Hey, it's just my luck that old liquor store would be out of Bud the King. Hell, that's one important thing they just had not talked about. One thing would ruin heaven, and if you had to do without, well, have they got cold beer in heaven? Well, that's what I want to know. If they got cold beer in heaven, who in the hell would want to go. I'd just as soon sip hot suds with bells above if the bubbly brew don't flow. They ain't got cold beer in heaven. Who in the hell would want to go? Now here's a sad part. When judgment day comes to rolling round, God's deciding where I should go. Well, he said, son, you get one request. There ain't no beer up here, you know. Well, I'd say send me down to Texas. It's hot as hell this time of year. But it'd be just like heaven, cause of this old boy damn sure gonna find a beer. Well, have they got cold beer in heaven? What I wanna know, if they ain't got cold beer in heaven, who in the hell would wanna go? I'd just as soon sip hot suds with Beelzebub if the bubbly brew don't flow. If they ain't got cold beer in heaven, and who in the hell would wanna go? Cold beer. Beer. Thank you.
Nah, don't worry about it, Lee. It's all good. You're welcome, Lee. All right, cold beer right there. That's a solo one from Lee live at the Temple Bar in Santa Monica here doing some range war material. Before that, Fear, Public Hangings, Have Another Beer with Fear. And we started that off from Fear again. We got to get out of this place from the classic The Record. Dig those crazy sticks, right, on that one?
I'll tell you what, insane drumming in Fear as always. But, you know, to me, Lee Ving, no matter how much he knows about music and how brilliant a guy he is, he will always just be the guy that said, "Yous are all a bunch of queers. Go fuck yourself."
True enough. But, you know, he's been in the game a long time before he got into the punk thing. He was also playing the blues, and he's getting back to it. He's going to tell us all about it.
And when you got your start, I mean, you were a musician long before Fear got started, right? And
yeah. I've been doing this since I'm 4 years old. That was at least a couple weeks ago.
Tell us a little bit about your pre-Fear stuff and how that influences your solo stuff today.
First things I did professionally when I was supporting myself as a musician were to be the harmonica player and singer in a blues band. I did that in Philadelphia a while back in a band called Sweet Stave and Chain. And the band moved to New York, and there was a band called Daybreak. And then I came to California, and after playing in millions of different things, I decided to put this band called Fear together.
Once you leave the East Coast, you don't have the blues anymore. You know, once you get out here, there's nothing to be sad about.
It's all women, bikinis, and beer, right? You gotta like that.
But when you came out in Fear, you had some of the bleakest lyrics of anyone, and a lot of it really came from...
I heard nothing, yeah. What do you hear the new record?
It has a very East Coast sensibility to it.
Yeah, that's true. That's where I'm from. I'm born and raised, so, you know, that had to happen.
I know you were good friends with John Belushi.
Yeah.
From what I hear, he liked punk rock, and of course he played in the Blues Brothers as well. And then, you know, you played in a punk band, but also were a very big fan of the blues. Did you guys have a common a love of both of those music?
Yeah, John would sit in with us, you know. He would come, we'd be playing a date at the Whiskey, and John would blow into town, and, you know, just about showtime. And he'd come and sit in and play, "We Gotta Get Out of This Place," with us. And as you can see, as you just played it, that's a difficult song for the drummer.
Oh, he would sit on the kid, huh?
Yeah, and he's a powerful drummer, you know, and a great mimic, too. We once had a disagreement over who should sing this song that we were busy recording in a studio in L.A. at one point, and finally I won out. I wanted him to sing it because it was about a movie that he was in, and he wanted me to sing it, and so eventually he said that he would do it, but he did it in a mimicking way of me that... It was just, you couldn't tell that it wasn't me, so he won the argument.
Do you have any of those tracks that you recorded with Belushi?
Oh, yeah, I sure do.
Well, you got to send those over, my friend. What's going on?
We'll put them on the air here on Radio Like You Want. I want to hear the story about you banging coke with Belushi. Come on, Lee, give it up.
There's, you know, you'll only hear that from Bob Woodward, who makes it up to sell books. That should never happen.
Really? You weren't banging with John? He was off on his own?
We were together lots, you know, for hours on end, days on end in the studio sometimes. 99% of that shit's made up.
Interesting. So Belushi became kind of a martyr for beat people threw a lot of fake drug stuff on him.
Yeah, and that's unfortunate. Here. You know, it killed him, so it's hard to deny that it played a part. But, you know, the story that was being painted with such wide strokes was all bullshit.
It missed the real man, Belushi, but he was a great music fan and a great comic. In fact, we should play something from that Blues Brothers record. He's got a great cover of Groove Me by King Floyd.
Oh, yeah.
Not Pink,
oh, shit.
One of the greatest bands around.
Heath Cropper, Duck Dunn. I mean, for Christ's sake, man. I mean, they had great players.
It was the whole Atlantic Rhythm section, right? A lot of the Booker T guys.
Well, those guys were from Stax, right? They had, like, the Stax studio.
Booker T and the MGs, you know, and did all of Otis Redding's recordings, wrote Dock of the Bay with Otis Redding. I mean, give me a fucking break.
Super band right there.
That's where I met Tom Scott, was with John, and Tom would play with Blues Brothers, too. Tom asked me to play on his record, and I wound up recording a song and touring with him for a while. It was on an album of his entitled Target. I think it's on Atlantic. And I wrote a song with Harvey Mason and Tom called Got to Get Out of New York. I wrote the lyrics and the melody and sang it and played harmonica on it, man. It came off really good.
You've been doing harmonica for a long time, like you said, in your latest, greatest Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas has you doing a bit of a harmonica solo on there as well, huh?
Oh, if you guys got a copy of that.
Yeah, everybody does, Lee. Come on. You can't get a hold of this thing. It's flying off the shelves like hotcakes.
Well, I hope it's flying off the iTunes shelves like hotcakes. I could pay it that way.
It's Lee Ving on Radio Like You Want.
Christmas time reminds me of the love I thought was true. And though you've moved on without me, I still have this wish for you. Yourself a merry little Christmas. May your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be outside. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Here we are as in old days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. The years we all will be together if the fates allow. Until then, we'll just have to muddle through somehow. Yourself a merry little Christmas now.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. That's the brand new one from Lee Ving. Check it out on iTunes. Lee, that's a beautiful track, man. How long have you been rocking that one?
We recorded that about a year ago. I got it out just before Christmas last year. It was brand new, and it's been out for about the year, you know. And then songs like that have interest generated every year, so it's it'll come back around. But I was glad to get it done at the time. It meant a lot to me.
Well, it's a beautiful track, and I think it really showcases, I mean, a lot of your talent. A lot of people obviously know you from Fear, punk rock, and the crazy guy, but you also have a really beautiful, well-trained voice, and you're quite the harmonica player.
I don't know if I'll go for beautiful, Mike. I don't know if I can sit here
and... Did you just listen to that track?
I don't know if I can honestly sit here with Lee Ming. I love the man. I think he's a genius. Don't get me wrong. I can't sit here and say it's beautiful.
Don't be a homophobe, my friend.
I don't know if I can do that.
It's a beautiful... He has a beautiful voice. I'll say it. You don't have to.
All right, fine.
I'll trade Cutter for that one.
He'll always be a guy screaming about fags to me.
Spin Magazine just voted his voice the most faggy voice in rock. Can you imagine that of all time?
Spin Magazine, Jesus Christ, you know? Don't you remember when the guy from Penthouse's kid ran Spin? Then it was good. Now it's pretty, I don't know, it just looks like alternative press or something.
Well, yeah.
We got number one pick of worst all-time Christmas songs.
Lee,
we're playing them all here, man. So
you will always be the best to me.
Spin's latest top 10.
Listen, Lee, we love you here on Radio Like You Want, and I just hope that for the rest of your life, you destroy every single thing that you come near.
Well, man, I hope that don't happen, but bless you for I know what you meant. but I know what you really meant. What you really meant was you hope everything goes good, that there's peace, love, harmony, lots of prosperity. We get out of this terrible financial glitch that we wound up. Property values come way back up. Everybody starts buying CDs again.
That's exactly how that translates, Lee.
Lee, we love you, and we're going to check you out right now on Radio Like You Want.
Fighting wars with Christmas balls to get my shopping done. Lay away, don't have to pay. Let the January.
Beneath the sea. and white, and he was just get going. But then when the booze stopped blowing, challenged Frosty to a fight. He said, come on, I got a gift for you, so bring it on. I need your black and blue, a little song. I think it's Santa Claus is through, and he got a nose as red as you know who.
Would you like to spend Christmas on Christmas Island? How'd you like to spend a holiday away across the sea?
How'd you like to spend Christmas on Christmas Island? How'd you like to hang your stocking on a great big coconut tree?
How'd you like to stay up late, like the islanders do?
Ooh, wait for Santa to sail in with your presents in a canoe.
If you ever spend Christmas on Christmas Island, you will never stray, for every day your Christmas dreams come true. Spend Christmas on Christmas Island. You will never stray, for every day your Christmas dreams come true.
Aloha, hey, aloha, hey, aloha.
Ready you like you want, Bob Archer right there, Christmas Island. That's where I'm spending my time this Christmas, Black.
I'll tell you what, man. Anything that gets me out of the snow.
The Julius Caesars before that. I'm drinking up Christmas.
No
way. How about that, huh?
I love those guys.
Those guys are wild cats.
Rock legends, one might say.
That's a classic one there from Black. Drinking up Christmas. You guys got to get hip to that. And we start things off with Fear, another Christmas beer. That guy is just all about the beers. Let me tell you, Christmas. No, not stop.
Oh, wait a minute, Mike. Huh? I think that the ladies have come calling.
I am woman. Hear me roar.
Hear the roar, Mike.
Oh, loud as ever.
This week, we are going all the way. We're transversing the globe as well as going estrogen heavy on the estrogen OD. I'm bringing you one of my fave bands from out in the east. Shonen Knife.
Wow, yeah, this is a double whammy estrogen OD Globetrotter special.
That's right. We haven't been doing the Globetrotter. We got to get back into that.
But, we will, but tell me all about Shonen Knife.
Shonen Knife is a band that made a fortune out of spouting gibberish and nonsense, and I have to love them for that.
The Osaka Ramones, as they're known.
What?
Over there on the East Coast.
You've got to love Shonen Knife, the island of Japan, and Space Christmas on the radio.
Like your wall.
Christmas in jail, Christmas in jail. Had a little too much to drink. Ain't got no bail, ain't got no bail. And I'm spending New Year's Eve in the clink. I was in the wrong lane, feeling no pain. Suit my car to 75. Ran right into, you can guess who. And they say I'm lucky to be alive.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
They're singing down the street while everybody's having Christmas turkey. They give me bread and water to eat. Christmas in jail, Christmas in jail. Wore my shoes out pacing the floor. Got rocks in my head, I wish I was dead. Ain't gonna drink and drive no more.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
They're singing down the street while everybody's having Christmas turkey. They give me bread and water to eat. Christmas in jail, Christmas in jail. Wore my shoes out pacing the floor. Got rocks in my head, I wish I was dead. Ain't gonna drink and drive no more. Ain't gonna drink and drive no more.
Yeah.
Ain't gonna drink and drive no more.
Merry Christmas!
Can everybody get off the stairs, please? Because the people behind you can't see.
Holocaust once again.
As it is every year with us, right here at Radio Like You Want.
We gotta thank Lee Ving for taking the time, the
energy to tell us where it's at in the world of Lee Ving.
Set down his beer long enough to talk to us for a little bit, and we are so pleased. Go check him out on iTunes. He's got that brand new Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas there. That's Fear Lee Ving is what you want to search for there.
And don't forget, RadioLikeYouWant.com. You can get the podcast. You can see neat pictures of us, read all about us. You can call us. The number's on there. Leave us hilarious messages. All kinds of great shit happens on Radio Like You Want. Mike, take them out.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
On Radio
Like You Want.
London, Paris, Rome, Munich, and all points in between.
Greedy, worldwide.